This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From time to time on this particular radio program, we warn you not to put too much emphasis on any single number. And that is generally, if I may say, pretty good advice. Today, however, there is such a single number that's been getting a whole lot of emphasis. It comes from Tokyo, and it is -1.6%, the amount by which the Japanese economy shrank in the third quarter, contrary to near universal expectations of modest growth over there. And it has everybody using the R word in reference to Japan again, a recession in the world's third largest economy. Bad news this big has many causes, of course, but here is one key takeaway as we see it. Tax policy really, really matters. Stan Alcorn explains now from New York.
The Japanese economy has been sick for decades. It's got two main symptoms: stagnant economic growth and ballooning government debt. The doctors in the government have focused primarily on growth, but recently pivoted to focus on debt as well. David Stockton at the Peterson Institute says that shift in treatment has made Japan's growth malaise worse.
Maybe in this case, the dosage was just too hard for the patient, and the patient is relapsed now.
The dosage in this case was a sales tax increase from 5 to 8%.
Sales taxes are typically on goods.
Liz Malm at the Tax Foundation.
You've got the classic law of demand kicking in here, where if the price of a good goes up, you tend to get less consumption of a good.
In Japan's case, those goods included durable, big-ticket items like homes. Josh Hausman is an economist at the University of Michigan.
If you're buying eggs every week, you're not going to stockpile eggs because they're going to go bad. But if you're going to buy a house, then you might think about buying a house 6 months sooner than you otherwise would have.
Hausman says the Japanese did a lot of spending before the price increase kicked in and then cut way back. That provided some GDP relief before the April tax hike, but a relapse afterwards that we saw in the new numbers.
I think this sort of adds to a growing body of evidence that contractionary fiscal policy, so raising taxes or cutting spending, can be quite damaging, more damaging than many economists might have expected.
Abe is now expected to delay a second dose of sales tax increases scheduled for October. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
The temptation, of course, when one hears a story about bad economic tidings from far away is to say, whew, glad that's not us. Herewith, then, an observation from the University of Hawaii economist Sumner LaCroix.
Japan is the fourth biggest trader in the world, and we still trade extensively to Japan. We export agricultural goods to Japan, beef, pork. There's also airplanes from Boeing that we export to Japan. And if Japan is doing poorly, that's not going to help us.
Best looking horse in the glue factory, I think I've described us as. But anyway.